Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Signature Global (India) Limited's Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Saishwar Ravekar from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome everyone to the call today. Today, from the management of Signature Global, we have Mr. Pradeep Kumar Aggarwal, Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Rajit Kumar Aggarwal, Vice Chairman and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Ravi Aggarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Devendra Agarwal, Joint Managing Director and Whole-Time Director, Mr. Rajat Kathuria, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Sanjeev Kumar Sharma, Chief Financial Officer, and Ms. Pritika Singh, Investor Relations. I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the third quarter and nine-month financial year 2025 earnings conference call of Signature Global. I'm happy to discuss our operational and financial performance with you today. I trust you have had the opportunity to review our investor presentation and results press release. The Indian real estate sector is witnessing great times encouraged by recent policy developments. With the Union Budget 2025, government indicates support for housing sector growth with an allocation of rupees 54,832 crore for Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana and 1 lakh crore rupees for Urban Challenge Fund allocation to transform cities into growth hubs and 15,000 crore fund launched to complete 1 lakh additional units under the SWAMIH Fund II. Adding to this positive energy, the RBI's recent decision to reduce the repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25% is expected to enhance home loan affordability, particularly benefiting the affordable and mid-income housing segment. These developments are particularly significant as they align with the increasing housing demand we are witnessing across key markets. This supportive macro environment is especially evident in the Delhi NCR region, where infrastructure development is reshaping the real estate landscape. The transformation of the South Gurugram, particularly along with the SPR and Sohna Corridor, has been remarkable. These areas have emerged a preferred destination for home buyers, driven by the improved connectivity, social infrastructure, and planned development. This growth trajectory aligns perfectly with our strategic focus on these high-potential markets, as demonstrated by our overwhelming response to our recent launches in these areas. Let me share our financial highlights for nine-month FY25. We have achieved strong pre-sale of INR 128 billion in the entire calendar year 2024. The book profit after tax of 40 crore rupees in nine-month FY25. Also, we have our best-ever nine-month performance with the pre-sale of INR 86.7 billion, representing an impressive 178% growth year on year, and this exponential performance was driven by successful launches including Titanium SPR and Dakshin Vistas on Sohna Corridor. Our operational and financial performance underscores our dedication to delivering quality products in mid-income housing and premium segment. Our strategy continues to focus on offering that right product at the right price point in the right location. A combination of has always supported our market position. With that, I would like to conclude my remarks and hand over to our CEO, Mr. Rajat Kathuria, who will take you through our detailed financial performance. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Pratikji. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for taking out time this morning for our investor and quarterly results. So, like in the past, the core of our strategy has always been to focus on mid-income housing. We've kept, our performance on the same lines. We're keeping our focus on mid-income housing. By and large, the consumption trends remain quite steady, and our hypothesis that, supply creation does lead to demand creation is kind of, holding good, because during these 9 months also, we've launched several new projects across our core markets. Now, whether this was project by the name of Titanium SPR or Dakshin in the Sohna market, City of Colors in Manesar, or Twin Tower DXP, which is just next to the Dwarka Expressway. So all of these core markets, we've created sustained supply. We've come up with projects, one after the other in tandem, and that has resulted in very strong demand creation. By and large, all these projects have shown fairly good sort of, customer enthusiasm and participation. So a lot of our sales have been driven out of this new supply which we've created. And to add to that point, even in our previous projects, we have very little unsold inventory. So that thesis that, if you come up with projects at the rightful sort of price points and capital value per unit, there is ample and more demand, for these units. So even for the 9 month period, if you look at some numbers, we've roughly sold around 3,500 odd, units with an average ticket size of about 2.5 crores. With the quality of product and the location of these projects, the price point is very well accepted in the local market. And given that the units are being offered from a fairly large and, developer with strong track record, we receive, good traction from the customers. If you look at numbers in terms of pre-sales, for the previous quarter, we did about 27.7 billion. All these amounts are in INR billion. So for the quarter, it was 27.7. For the first 9 months, it was close to 86.7 billion. And most interestingly, if you look at the trailing 12 months, which is the full calendar year 2024, the numbers stood at some 128.8 billion, which shows that we've crossed comfortable 1,000 crores per month sort of, sales performance. While this was the overall quantum in terms of realizations, if you look at it, our average per square foot realization was in excess of 12,700 odd rupees per square foot. At a portfolio level, this is roughly 8% higher than what we achieved for the full, financial year, which like for FY24, that number was closer to 11,700. So the pace of increase is slower, but still, given that there is a lot of demand for mid-income homes, we are still seeing a price rise happening in the market. These numbers are at a portfolio level. Even at project level for us, we've seen similar sort of trends in terms of project level price increases, which we've managed to pass on to the customers during this period. Our collections are improving on a quarterly basis. For this 9-month period, the overall collection was higher than, you know, 32 billion Indian rupees. And interestingly, we've created a good surplus. Our surplus, operating surplus after paying taxes is almost now touching 40% of the collections. It was 38% to be precise. But on this 32 odd billion of collections, we've created a surplus which was in excess of 12 billion, which was deployed quite evenly between new business developments, which is effectively land acquisition or land-related advances, or towards net debt reduction and debt servicing. So during these 9 months, we added about close to 3 million square foot of developable area in Sector 3070, which is again one of our core markets. After these 9 months also, during this quarter, we've announced it in the month of January that we've acquired another 16 acres of land, adding another 2.7 million square foot of space in Sector 71, which was, this land was earlier held in, you know, a collaboration agreement which we've now acquired. But getting back on the surplus side, out of this 1200 odd crores or 12 billion rupees of surplus, about 5.7 billion went towards land acquisition. About 4.2 billion went towards reduction in net debt, and about 2 billion went towards debt servicing. So that this is the reason you'll see that, you know, our net debt has also fallen despite growing operations, growing pre-sales numbers, growth in revenue recognition stroke completions. You know, you'll see that, you know, our net debt number is kind of gradually on an, you know, year-on-year basis is kind of getting down. Now, while net debt is going down, our portfolio remains fairly robust. Till date, we've completed projects equivalent to about 13.5 million square foot. There's another 11 million square foot which is at an advanced stages of completion. At the start of the year, this number was closer to 16 million. We've come down to 11 million now. And over the next 5 to 6 quarters, you know, this entire 11 million square foot should be getting completed. Besides this, there is another 35 million square foot which is either at early stages of launches stroke or it is yet to be launched. So there's about 13.5 million square foot which we've launched, you know, over the last calendar year. So even if you look at the launches during this calendar year, we've done launches closer to almost 180 billion. This includes January to March 24 as well. So this 13.5 odd million square foot is fairly early in terms of its life cycle. But besides this also, there's another 21.6 million of land, you know, land stage sort of inventory which we're sitting on, which has a staggering GDV potential of about 350 billion Indian rupees. So we still have good amount of, you know, unlaunched projects which we launch basis market conditions and hopefully over the next, you know, 2.5 years. If you look at the financial performance basis completions, we will just, as of today, stick with our guidance, whether it's in terms of launches, where we've done launches worth 135 billion over the first 9 months. So we are hopeful and we are keeping the launch number constant. Our pre-sales, which is at 87 billion, we hope to comfortably surpass 100 billion on that front. On collections and completion basis revenue recognition also, we are expecting a fairly good quarter, and hence we've kept the guidance constant at 60 billion and at 38 billion respectively. In terms of profitability of the products being sold, we are maintaining that the implied EBITDA margin of all the sales which is currently happening will be at 35%, and hence will yield a very strong PAT level margin for the company. Besides that, in terms of revenue recognized, so we roughly completed around 2.7 million square foot, and approximately the realization per square foot on the inventory which got completed and hence is getting reflected in the P&L account was sold at about 7,000 rupees a foot. So there's a huge difference and hence there's a delta in the underlying profitability. So at this 7,000 rupee foot sort of product which kind of got completed, we've done revenue recognition of close to 20 billion, on which the GP margin was at 27%, EBITDA was at 12%, and you know we've started coming onto a positive zone in the PAT, at a PAT level. So we did, you know, a positive PAT of about 40 crores on this. On the net debt number as well, we are very hopeful of sticking to the guidance where our net debt should stay lower than 0.5 times the operating surplus created by the company on an annualized basis. So just during these 9 months also, we've created a surplus of about 12 billion, while the debt net debt stood at 7.4 billion. So, you know, on an annualized basis, we expect the operating surplus to be much higher and net debt to be lower than the current levels by the end of the year. So hence that guidance should get met. In terms of stock performance, of course, I think 2024 was a good year. Markets are quite choppy, you know, for last 2 to 3 months, but on a calendar year 24, from 1st of January till 31st of December, we've almost delivered about, you know, 50% sort of returns on the stock. There's been very good support from the foreign institutional investors, and we continue to see support from the domestic investors as well. So by and large, we are sticking to a strategy of mid-income housing, working on a build-to-sell model. We feel that Gurgaon market is, you know, can achieve, you know, much higher scale, and in some manner, you know, we are working on category creation rather than just, you know, looking at it as what's the market and being what our share. There is like a full host of category of, you know, mid-income homes being created, and, you know, with strong supply creation, you know, demand is kind of, you know, falling through. One added, you know, positive at this stage is that, you know, in the Delhi recently we saw, you know, BJP government kind of coming, and the market anticipation is that, so when we talk of Delhi NCR, usually a lot of development has happened either in Gurgaon or in Noida, and this is for almost last 2 decades, you know, since ever since the foreign direct investment in real estate was opened up back in 2005. Delhi capital region has not seen a lot of new developments, whether it be office spaces or residential spaces, and a lot of that development was happening on the outskirts. But the market anticipation is that, you know, with today BJP government both in center and at the state level, the policy framework should enable development within Delhi, which has a lot of land closer to some of very large, you know, middle-income housing areas like Dwarka or Rohini. There's a lot of land abutting it, which is in Delhi, but was not seeing any development. But we are hopeful that policy framework should enable development in those regions. And, you know, we'll try and participate in that development, you know, within the Delhi city, which looks like a fairly big opportunity to us as of today. So these are the broad comments. Happy to, you know, answer to any questions which you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Pritesh Seth from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, and I think congrats on a great 9 months, you know, meeting most of the guidance across parameters. Just first question on cash flows, where probably only metric where we seems to be lagging a bit. So how has been Q4 till date? I mean, one and a half months already through that. And what's giving you confidence of achieving that 6,000 crore guidance? Is it like already we have started getting good chunk of cash flows, or it's going to be back-ended with the kind of completions which are expected in Q4? So your thoughts on cash flows or collections, I would rather say.
So Pritesh, thanks for the question. So Pritesh, it's mix of both the factors. There are quite a few, completions which are lined up for this quarter, and collections in general are improving, at a steady pace on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So, both of these things are keeping us confident to keep the guidance constant. And even, at a more fundamental level, bulk of the sales which we have done, on a life-to-date basis are mostly on a construction-linked plan basis, besides very few aberrations. So effectively, see, if sales are happening, collections are bound to happen. And a lot of sales we have done is towards end of some of the previous quarters, in the June quarter, it was a lot towards the end of June, likewise in September, while the previous quarter was quite well spread. So we expect collections to improve, significantly during this quarter, and that's why we've kept the guidance number constant.
Got it. Just a small follow-up on that. So, probably till now, if I see monthly run rate was roughly 300 odd crores of collections every month, has that already started increasing to, let's say, 400, 500 crore a month for Jan, or probably will still be back-ended in that sense?
So, we prefer not to, spell out numbers beyond, what we've released. But yes, I think for this quarter, the collections will be higher, much higher than the previous one.
Fair enough. Got it. And second on the diversification bit beyond Gurgaon, obviously you stated that, Gurgaon has a lot of opportunity, but, Delhi is kind of now opening up as an opportunity for us. So what's the scope for us in terms of development there? Would we be looking at the land pooling policy as a scope of development, or we will be going for redevelopment of those old colonies which the new government is probably targeting to give approvals on? Or so what's the sense on that?
So see, policy framework first and foremost will take shape. So there are a lot of areas where greenfield developments are possible. So there are, Delhi is broken up into newer zones where there is still a lot of open areas. So it will throw up a lot of opportunities on the greenfield development side. And, what we expect or anticipate for the company is, like in Gurgaon, we've picked up three micro markets where we do kind of a sustained supply. Hopefully in times to come in Delhi also, we'll pick more than one kind of, micro market where we'll again try to, capture like a significant position so that, we stay relevant within that micro market and, work over there on a longer span of time. So hopefully, it will add a couple of micro markets for us where, we'll create positions and, do sustained supply of products.
Sure, got it. And just one small follow-up again there. We haven't seen too much of potential in what Delhi presents as a, residential real estate. Maybe 4 or 5 years down the line, do you expect Delhi for you, would be as big as what it is Gurgaon right now? Or probably, even if it's half of it, you'll be happy with that kind of number from Delhi?
So Pritesh, we've never seen, or rather no one seen action ever in Delhi, because there was no relevant kind of, bylaws through which someone could have developed new land. DDA was always auctioning very few parcels of land which were very expensive, and hence, doing mid-income housing was not very doable. These are smaller parcels of land of 1, 2, 3 acres, 5 acres. And larger parcels were often developed by DDA in an aggressive way till a point in time. But somewhere, last, you know, one or two decades, DDA has not done a lot of development, lot of open land, as in, you know, private land has not come into development. So, to answer your point, it's a little premature to say how large will it become, but definitely this is like a sizable sort of, you know, an opportunity. It could be anything, you know, whether it be half times the existing Signature or becomes one time the existing Signature. You know, it's tough to say at this stage, but yes, this is like something which is meaningful. This will not be like, you know, seeding a new market by buying, you know, 10, 15, 20 acres of land. It's not that sort of a scenario we're talking about here.
Sure, got it. That's pretty helpful. That's it from my side and all the best.
Thank you, Pritesh.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants to please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Very good morning, sir, and thank you very much for this opportunity. So just wanted to understand, I think in the presentation and in the speech also, you mentioned that we aim to deliver these ongoing projects in coming 5 to 6 quarters, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So that is about 11 million square feet odd. So what would be value of this 11 million square feet in rupees crores?
So this will be between 7 to 8,000 crores.
So at ASP of 7 to 8,000 crores. So what I effectively it means that this total value stands which we expect to deliver is close to about 9,000 crores, right?
No, it's closer to 7 to 8,000 crores is, you know, what effectively will be the output of this 11 million square foot, closer to 8,000 crores.
8,000 crores. So out of this 8,000 crores, you expect around, 1,800 crores to be realized in this quarter itself? I mean, because we are already halfway through the quarter, right? I mean, you would have a good visibility because you are maintaining your guidance of 3,800 crores in this year. 2,000 we have already done in 9 months.
So, Deepak, see, in terms of completions, we are quite advanced on multiple projects. But, you know, often in terms of revenue recognition, it's quite a binary situation because at the end of the quarter, you know, you should have completed and collected more than 90% from the customers. So it tends to stay binary. By and large, this kind of completion is happening, you know, within the 12-month span. Whether revenue recognition happens before 12 months or a little after 12 months is something, you know, we don't ourselves know till the time, you know, the quarter, you know, ends and we take stock of it. But our activity level has been there to kind of, you know, achieve these kind of completion targets.
Okay. And what sort of revenue recognition we are targeting for next year, FY26?
FY26, a little early to comment, but yes, it would be at least 50%, you know, 40 to 50% higher than, you know, what we'll end up achieving for this year. At least 40% higher, if not more.
At least 40% higher versus FY25.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just one last thing on your, we are talking about embedded EBITDA margin of 35% on current sales, right?
Yeah.
But there is always a huge difference between what you report versus what is embedded. I mean, in future, will we ever see a convergence of your embedded versus your reported margins? I mean, any thought process on that would be helpful. I know, I mean, current, whatever 9 months we have done, it's done at a lower ASP of 7,000 odd. And this these embedded, what you're talking about is at 11,000, maybe 11,000, 12,000 per square feet. But ideally when this pre-sales was happened, at that time also embedded margins was at least 20-25%, right? But it doesn't translate to your reported EBITDA margin. Yeah, so thought would be
helpful. That's a very good question, Deepak, and I'll also try to answer it in a very fundamental or layman way that see, our numbers have grown almost in a J-shaped manner over the last 3 to 4 years. What you're seeing in terms of revenue recognition is mostly the size and scale of the company which existed about 3 to 4 years ago. However, a lot of SG&A expenses which you see pertain to the current scale of performance. That's why while the gross margins are at 27-28%, if we were still operating, you know, at those kind of, you know, scale in terms of pre-sales today, let's say if we were doing hypothetically, let's say, you know, 25-30% of the sales which we are currently doing, you know, probably our SG&A expenses would have been much lower and you would have seen an EBITDA margin anywhere between, you know, 15 to 20, more closer to 20%. But since at revenue recognition level and gross profit level, we are seeing what the company was when these projects were launched 3 to 4 years ago, right? Completion cycle is at least 4 years in a construction business. But your SG&A expenses are basis the current level of operation. So that's why it's kind of a double whammy in terms of the reported numbers, that for a company which has grown so fast, but courtesy the revenue recognition policy, which makes revenue recognition quite back-ended in nature, you know, we are, it will take some more time before you will see like a good surge in the profitability levels. And yes, there will need to be some convergence between the revenue recognized and the pre-sales being done. And I'll add to it, even in terms of volume, if you'll see, like in terms of pre-sales, we've sold close to 7 million square foot. During the 9 months itself, we've completed about 2.7. So even if you were to extrapolate it, this 2.7 number for the year, you know, we are completing close to 4 million, selling 7 million. So the difference is, you know, maybe not as high as, you know, it is in value terms. Because value terms, you know, if you'll see, the current sales are at 12,000 or close to 13,000 rupees a foot. Completion is of 7,000 rupee product. So, you know, a couple of these things are adding up and compounding, you know, this lower number on EBITDA and profitability side, which you're seeing. And that's why we are being extremely cautious while giving these, you know, implied profitability, you know, assumptions in our, you know, public sort of documents.
Correct. But the scale-up will continue to happen, right? I mean, currently we are looking to deliver 11 million square feet and the launches and on forthcoming project is close to about 35 million square feet. So we'll continue to, I mean, we'll continue to scale up, right, our business, and that is the right thing to do. So ideally this SG&A expense will keep coming, right? I mean, so your convergence between your reported and EBITDA will take a lot of time. I mean, ideally.
See, convergence is happening or will happen, but yes, we feel it's good if, you know, convergence doesn't happen too fast, because it basically represents that a lot of underlying growth is taking place in the company while, you know, completion happens in its own way. But the other part is that, see, pricing also moved quite swiftly in the Gurgaon market over the last 1 or 2 years. Which is kind of stabilizing. So even in value terms, we don't foresee, you know, in the next couple of years, prices to double from the current level. Yes, they will grow because there's still a lot of demand for the product. But we've kept, you know, everything, we've kind of disclosed everything, you know, whether it be pre-sales, implied profitability to actually, you know, revenue recognition. And that's why it's important to read in between the lines while, you know, taking calls of, you know, investment.
And when we do expect for this, 10,000-11,000 realization to start hitting? I mean, currently we are at about whatever revenue recognition is happening is for 7,000 kind of a realization, right? So how many quarters we are away, I mean, to start seeing this 10,000-11,000 kind of a realization?
Our immediate target is to complete the 11 million square foot portfolio. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that will happen over the next 5 to 6 quarters. Once that has happened, see, this year we launched a couple of large township projects, whether it be Dakshin, there's certain plotted development within that, or within City of Colors, you know, there were certain, there's quite a bit of, you know, plotted areas which has been sold. So profitability level on these products is good, and they take lesser time to complete. So I think once we've completed this 11 million square foot around, immediately thereafter, you will see completion of some of these plotted developments taking place, which will have higher profitability.
Which will have higher. And this 11 million currently, you already mentioned it's at 7,000 only. I mean, next 4-5 quarters, right?
No, it will be on an average somewhat higher, but yes, this still comprises of projects which we sold under the affordable housing policy, or where we would have sold mid-income homes in Sohna or in, you know, peripheral markets of Gurgaon. So yes, I think this will be a mix of you know, all of these products.
And just one final question, I mean, for the next year then, FY26, so what sort of reported EBITDA margin range one should look at, I mean, after considering all this SG&A expense coming through?
We can compute that in separately, you know, you can write to us, we'll respond to that.
Okay, fair enough. I think that would be from my side. All the way best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions. We'll take the next question from the line of Adidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. So if you just, Rajat, if you just tell us now on the launch plans for the next two or three quarters, how you're looking to phase out, especially in Sona and Sector 71, and if any other new markets, micro markets and Gurgaon are on the anvil. Also, what is the pending cumulative GDV of the entire projects we have on hand currently? Yeah, that is the first question.
Sure, Adidev. So, see, the two larger launches which will be coming up will be one in 37D. There's about 14 acres of land, about 3 million plus, you know, square foot of area which will come up. That's a fairly large project which we'll launch. Even in Sector 71, Adidev, we'll be doing a phase two of Titanium. So there was always like an unlaunched portion. There are new, almost like five new towers which are expected to be launched over there. So about 1.6 to 1.7 million square foot of, you know, areas getting launched in Sector 71. And even in Sona market, you know, we've been gradually adding up supply of, you know, the independent flows which we've you know, done over the last 3 to 4 months. So in all these three markets, you know, there is sustained supply. In addition to that, you know, there's some more smaller sort of, you know, areas which are kind of getting launched. But most of our supply over the next, you know, 6 to 9 months or at least 6 months, you'll see in some of these key micro markets which are performing as desired.
Sure. And the second part on the pending GDV of our whatever land we have, right? Any ballpark number? Like, is it not of 50,000 crores or something? Any number you have in mind?
So the unlaunched portion of our land resource is closer to 21.5 million square foot, which in our view should fetch a GDV of close to 350 billion.
Okay, this is apart from what we have done. Okay. So, and just then on that follow-up on our land bank replenishment, right? And obviously, you talked about the possibility of expanding into the Delhi market as well. So, in terms of land bank addition, what is the sort of GDV additions you will be looking at annually from here on? So, now that we are only crossing almost 10,000 crores this year. So, and also the annual sort of land spend also you are looking to do. If you could just help us understand that part. Yeah.
So if you look at the last 9 months trend only, Adidev, so out of the surplus, about half the surplus went into, you know, land acquisition. So about, you know, 12 billion we created a surplus, about, you know, 47% of that was deployed towards land, you know, acquisition. If you look at the 9 month pre-sale in volume terms was closer to 7 million square foot. But if you look at the land aggregation over the 10-month span, I'm including the month of January because, see, this can't be done on a monthly basis. We've added, like, closer to 3 million in 37D, about 2.7 in, you know, 71. So about, you know, 5.7 million of replenishment has also happened. So we stay put on that, you know, our target that we keep replenishing our land as we are selling it in Gurgaon and peripheral areas. Delhi is an absolutely like, you know, new plan. I would say no one had anything in Delhi, but yes, you know, since we are local in this market, you know, we'll be quick to add on to the opportunity which the market will, you know, throw for real estate developers.
Okay. So it is safe to say excluding Delhi, right, 1500 to 2000 crores would suffice for us in terms of the land bank spend for the next couple of years on an annual basis. Is it a number or it could go a little higher depending on our growth aspirations?
No, for Gurgaon, we don't need to go higher. For Gurgaon, I think up to 1500 is like a fairly good sort of target.
Sure. And just a final question on how the health of the Gurgaon market is, right? Is there any segment where you are seeing things are doing better than the other in terms of the demand? It's just a generic question, I know, but any segment, any ticket size, any pricing, any micro market which is doing faring better, where you see demand is more buoyant as compared to the other ones? Yeah.
So, Aditya, I'll prefer to speak for, you know, on our behalf. So the segments we are operating wherein mid-income housing is at the core of the strategy, and, you know, we've done some bit of experimentation, you could say. We've done products which are more towards the premium side, you know, or we've also done slightly larger size products, whether it be Dakshin or City of Colors, you know, and we've seen fairly good response on both of these sort of product expansions which we've done. But we are seeing demand stroke consumption to be fairly steady. If you're launching products at, you know, rightful sort of price points, it's kind of staying steady, and we prefer to just kind of keep doing it.
Okay.
In general, we feel the market's doing reasonable. The price movement upwards has slowed down, and transaction volumes are doing good.
Sure. That is pretty helpful. Yeah, I'll come back if I have more questions here. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Abhishek Khanna from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rajat. I just wanted to check for the Manesar launch that you did in the current quarter, what was the contribution to your sales? 1.5 million square feet that you launched?
I can get you the exact number, but it was closer to 700-800 odd crores was the kind of pre-sales we've recorded out of the Manesar project.
Okay.
Again, right to us, I'll give you the exact number, but it was, you know, meaningful sales which has happened.
Sure. I just wanted to understand, was this plotted developments, industrial plots, what exactly was this in the form of?
In the form of, as in?
Are these low-rise apartments that you sold, or were these plots that you sold, the 700-800 crores that you're talking of in Manesar?
So Abhishek, see, we've done two large township, you know, launches during this 9-month span. So in the Sohna market, the project is called Dakshin, wherein we've launched two separate products. One is, you know, low-rise independent floors by the name of Dakshin Vistas. And second is industrial plots just adjoining to it. So it's a fairly large, very well sort of, you know, planned development just on the periphery of Gurgaon. So the housing in Dakshin is something which we are developing and selling, whereas industrial plots are just being sold as plots. These are developed plots with basic infrastructure being laid out by the company, and the development is expected to be done by the consumer. The second project which we launched in Manesar is called City of Colors. Again, fairly large, about 129 acres. In that market, we've just sold it as plots, whether they be for residential use or industrial use. We're going to do only basic infrastructure development and sell it.
Got it. Just one more clarification on this, Manesar. While you say the land piece is about 150 acres, the launch potential or the development potential, there is about 2 million square feet. That seems fairly low on FSI, less than even half, if I think, right? Is there something that I'm calculating wrong, or is that how it is?
Because we're just selling it as plots, Abhishek. We're not developing it. Hence, that's the
FSI is even lower than half or so.
That's the plotted land potential, no? That's without any development taking place. And within that project, as we speak, during the 9-month period, our sale was about 920 odd crores from just sale of plots. We are not going to develop, you know, any area on top of these plots. And that's why the FSI potential is low. From a company perspective.
Okay, but just for clarification, is the FSI potential on land not 1:1, as in 43,500 into 1, is that not how it should be? Or is it even...
So you lay out basic infrastructure, no? So on a per acre basis, depending on efficiency, you know, of the plot, you'll not get more than, let's say, 3100 to 3200 odd square yards. So out of 4840 square yards per acre, you'll probably be able to sell plots which will be in that range of 3000 to 3200 yards. The rest of the area will go in circulation and services.
Got it. Thank you. That is helpful. The second question that I had was, Sona, do you have the approvals for launching the fourth floor, or are we still awaiting clarity on that front?
Mono, the policy is absolutely clear and we have those approvals in place.
Got it. Have we also started selling those fourth floors in the launched area that we have?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, perfect. Then the last one that I had, for all the approvals that you spoke of in the next 6 to 9 months, which includes 37 and 71, do you already have approvals for any of them? Are these extensions of already approved projects, or would you require RERA approvals for all of them separately?
So RERA approvals are of course required, but we are at fairly advanced stages of approval. So like both of these projects in Gurgaon context, you know, they're licensed projects, you know, at very advanced stages of planning and approvals. So given the stage we are very confident, you know, that these launches will happen, you know, in a short, like 1 or 2 quarters, yeah, we'll be able to launch these projects.
Okay, perfect. That is helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayushi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So while you've already touched upon this to a certain extent, my question to you is that with the change in government, what impact do you anticipate on your operations and the overall ease of doing business in the real estate sector? And given the evolving policy landscape, like how would you expand it to the Delhi geography, and what key policy or regulatory changes would you request from the government to support your growth in this new geography?
So, Ayushi, thanks for the question. So, see, as far as the Gurgaon market is concerned, you know, there's nothing new or nothing different which we anticipate. The policy framework's quite clear in terms of kinds of development which can take place in the Gurgaon market. So, whatever land we currently own, we have a plan in place on how to develop it or to put it into production. What has changed now, land, since land is a state subject, you know, every state has its own set of bylaws as far as the development of land related policies are concerned. And Delhi being a separate state, but the situation is that, you know, in Delhi for any new development related policies to come into force, there's a role of both central government as well as the state government. Now the opportunity here is that since we have the same, you know, party ruling the center as well as the state, the anticipation of the market is that Delhi should see rightful regulatory changes in the policy framework so that real estate development you know, becomes more feasible or doable. And that's where the opportunity lies. So once that takes shape, see, Delhi is such a popular state, and you know, if you've visited or been in Delhi, you know, there've been very few newer developments which have happened within Delhi. So there is availability of land. There is, you know, there's a lot of urban consumer who's kind of, you know, staying within Delhi. One needs to have the rightful framework to develop a product. So that link is missing, which, you know, we are all are hoping that, you know, will start taking shape.
So there's enough opportunity for everyone, even with the competition that you will probably see in Delhi being the capital?
We do expect competition in the market.
Okay, and how do we plan on dealing with that?
So see Ayushi, we are sitting in this market. We have a lot of competence and capability right from the start of, you know, identifying land till the time of, you know, handing over keys to our customer. So every key step, you know, we are very well poised. We have probably the best of the teams to kind of, you know, handle that situation. We are today almost close to 1200 odd, you know, people working with Signature. So, you know, I'll, you know, local and real estate somewhere, you know, does, is kind of, you know, localized business, you know, understanding customer preferences, understanding customer needs, you know, ability to create supply to address those needs. You know, a lot of that understanding is very localized. And since we have, you know, good capabilities, we are fairly confident, you know, to work on this opportunity. So it's very early to, you know, kind of anticipate a lot of competition and, you know, start fearing it. It's almost the other way around, that there is such a big opportunity. We feel that, you know, if a lot of people participate, you know, there's work for quite a few players to, you know, work on that opportunity.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you and all the best for your next phase.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we now conclude the Q&A session. Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.